Let's dress. We learn the meaning of the third mantra, which is Yate Rudra Siva Tanura Ghora Apapakashi. This third mantra is about purity of form. First mantra is about ATMA. First mantra is about ATMA.
Awareness, thought, mind,
action. Second mantra is about this whole Anuvakam is about what?
Purity.
Second mantra is about purity of what? Only thought? Instincts, yes. Mind, yes. And? No action, hello. Yeah. Instincts. Purity of yate, yata, ishuhu. Ishu means? Issue means?
Thoughts.
Arrows. Yes. Come on, hello. If you are not following, doesn't make sense to me sitting here. This is the third round of Rudram I am doing and people are still catching up. Of course, you know, I am still catching up. Every time it is very different experience. But you have to be on the top of it. What is the third mantra is about? Purity of?
Form.
Okay, let's chant the third mantra again. The form of yours should be three different aspects that we talked about. What are the three? Yes.
Siva, Aghora, Apapakashi.
What does those three mean?
Positive, non-violence, and
effulgence. Because of what? Lack of sins. Then what happens? Once the form is spread light all around by being on the top of the mountain. Yes. What is being top of the mountain mean? Girishanta, right? Yeah. Siwam Girishanta. Give wisdom, yes. When you are on the top of your wisdom, then you will be radiating love and light all around. All the adults are looking as like you know, deer in red light. You know, they're all looking, what are they talking about? All these kids are very enthusiastic. They're jumping in and answering. All the adults are wondering what is going on here. What is he talking about and what are they talking about? What is happening here? Hello, are you all engaged? Yes? Yes? Okay. Yate Rudra Siva Tanura Ghora Apapakasini. See how beautiful these meanings are? I said there are three aspects about each of these mantras. When you chant this mantra as an offering to God, it is bhakti. When you chant this mantra, understanding the inner meaning of it and how you can apply it to your own life in action, it is karma. And when you actually understand that all of this is about your own divine self, and that's the one that is
jnana.
Next, go to the fourth mantra. In each of these mantras, the inner core is referred to with different names. He is addressed as different names. Now, anybody who wants to say what are all the names so far referred to this inner core? Yes? What are all the different names addressed to this inner core? In the last mantra, what was he called as? Adults, come on. No, the Shiva, Aghora, Papakasni are the attributes of the form. Rudra, yes. What else?
Shiva.
No. One who is on the top of the mountain is what?
Girishanta.
The one who is the inner core of wisdom is Girisha. Now, how many different ways God is referred to, or the core is referred to? First is Rudra. Shiva is, so far God is not called Shiva in any of these mantras. Yes? What does Shiva mean in these mantras so far? What does Shiva mean in this mantra so far? Positive. Yeah. In the first mantra, what is referred to as Rudra? Namaste Rudra. Right? Namaste Rudra. In the second mantra, also is called Rudra Mrudaya. Now you see how many different second mantra as Rudra. Third mantra has two different names, Rudra and Girishanta. And in the fourth mantra that we are now going to refer to is also called Girishanta and Giritra. Oh, there is also the Girisha. There is the Girisha. Girisha Chavadamas. Oh no, that's later. Okay. Yamishum Girishanta Haste Bibharashastave Yamishum Girishanta Haste Bibharashastave Sivam Giritratam Kurumam Gumsihi Purusham Jagat Sivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsi Purusham Jagat Yamishum Girishantahaste Bibhar Shastave Sivam Giritratam Kuruma Higumsi Purusham Jagatam. Now, meaning, what it means when you are referring to God in this particular mantra as Girishanta and Giritra. In the first line, he is referred to as Girishanta. In the second line, he is referred to as Giritra. Girishanta means? Huh? Raise your hand and one person answer. Girishanta means, I said colloquially, what does it mean literally? The one who is residing in the mountains, Girishanta. So you are saying Girishanta, the one who is residing on mountains. Now we are going to learn the literal meaning of the mantra. Yam Ishum, this arrow of yours, Haste Vibharshi Astave, Haste Vibharshihi Astave, means you are referring to, oh, the one who is residing on the top of the mountain, this arrow that you are holding in your hand about to launch Astave, to be able to be used. The arrow that you are holding in your hand to be used, Yamishum Haste Vibharshihi Astave. What you are telling him, Giritra, O one that is in the mountain, Sivam Tam Kuru, make this arrow of yours positive or non-hurtful. Make it as non-hurtful so that you will not hurt the people or the world. Ma Himsihi Purusham Jagat. Sivam Tam Kuru. Sivam means make it non-hurtful or positive. Now you see what you are saying? You are saying somebody holding an arrow in his hand, he is about to use it and saying, please don't use that arrow. Don't launch that arrow that is in your hand. When somebody is holding an arrow in their hand, that means they are about to use it, right? So you are telling this person, or the one that is residing on the mountains, don't use this arrow that you are holding in your hands. Instead, make it positive. Does that make sense? Make an arrow positive. Make an arrow positive. Means what? Make it non-hurtful. How can arrow be turned into non-hurtful? Doesn't make sense, isn't it? Yes. You don't shoot the arrow. Instead, make it positive. Can you make it positive? That's where the inner meaning is important. Now, you see, if you only learn the outer meaning, it doesn't make that much sense. Yes. Oh yeah, take it to remove something from, you can also use it as positive, but it still hurts, isn't it? Yeah, but what he said in the mantra is, make it positive and make sure it doesn't hurt the people or the world. Yam ishum girishanta haste vibharshihi astave sivam giritra Tam kuru mahimsihi purusham jagat. Mahimsihi purusham jagat. Don't use it for hurting this world or the people. Now, this fourth mantra is now, when you ask the inner meaning of it, what is the inner meaning of all this? What does Ishu stand for? Now, inner meaning. I am asking inner meaning. Thought. Now suddenly you substitute the word thought into the same meaning, and Girishanta means, what did I say the inner meaning of Girishanta? Yeah, the one who gives happiness because of their wisdom. Girishanta means, Sham means happiness. Girishanta means the one who gives happiness because they are wise. Means wise people are supposed to be happy, giving happiness to everybody else, pleasure. Girishanta. Now suddenly, if you substitute Girishanta as not residing on the mountain, what is the inner meaning? The one who is giving pleasure because of your wisdom. The one who is pleasant because of their wisdom. And that person you are referring to, who is inside you. So your inner nature is happiness. Your inner nature is giving pleasure to others. But instead we give pressure to others instead of pleasure. The one who is giving pleasure to others because they are wise people, right? Wise people always give pleasure to others. So now this one who gives pleasure to others, instead of arrow making it non-hurtful, what did we say? This arrow, that means this thought you are holding in your hand, about to be launched. Now you understand? Are you connected to what it means? This arrow, this thought you are holding in your hand means what? The thought that is about to become action. That is about to become action. This thought that is about to become action, that means what? You have to be aware that you have a thought and that thought is going to become action. That person is a wise person. You understand? Why is called as a wise person? Because the one who is aware that his thought is turning into action, that person is a wise person. The one who acts without even thinking is not even a wise person. Isn't it? Now you understand? Hello, you are all blissed out or what? I don't see nobody is responding, and you don't shake your head, nothing, and you are all like... Is that making sense? Hera, is that making sense? Yes. The one who is about to translate their thought into action. So, O the wise one, who is about to make your thought into action, make the thought positive. Make that thought positive. And when the thought is positive, and that thought, therefore, will not hurt anybody, either the people or the world. Jagat is the world. Purusham means people. So Giritrata means here the one who protects wisdom. Giri means wisdom. Tra means protect. Giritra means the one who protects wisdom. So the one who is wise can be protective with their wisdom when they use their thoughts only for not hurting others. Only for without help ever, hurt never. This is the essence of this mantra. Help ever, hurt never. This is the essence of this mantra. So what you are saying, you are aware of your thoughts, negative thoughts. When you are aware of your negative thoughts, then what do you do is you make sure that though you don't use those thoughts as action. And when you are aware of your negative thoughts, you will be not causing hurt to anybody around you. That's the meaning of this, inner meaning of this mantra. That means what we have to be first be aware of is that we are getting thoughts, isn't it? Yes? Do we have awareness that we get thoughts? Yes? Now I see some heads like this, some heads like this, some heads like this. Are you aware of your thoughts? Yes? You? No? Are you aware of your thoughts? No. When you get a thought, you know that you got a thought or not? Yeah, okay. How about you? You are thinking a lot. Are you aware of your thoughts? Yeah? What is a thought? What is a thought? Instinct. Mm-hmm. How many people are now blanked out? Yeah? Yeah. What is a thought? What is a manifested?
Instinct.
A thought is unmanifested action also. A manifested. Now, when you actually ask what is the thought, you cannot really define what a thought is. Because if the moment you focus and start thinking about what a thought is, it just disappears. Manasantu kim margane krute naiva manasam margarjavat. Bhagavan Ramana says very beautifully in Upadesha Sara. If you start asking what is this mind, and that mind somehow is like a mirage, it starts disappearing. But coming back to this particular, if I go into Upadesha Sara, it will be a different class. Now, yam ishum girishanta haste vibharshihi astave sivam giritra tam kuru mahigumsi purusham jagat. Now what I am talking about? I am not chanting the mantra, I am having a conversation with myself. Now this is a dialogue. Girishanta means the one who is giving pleasure due to your happiness, who is inside you. This thought of yours, let it not turn into action for launching. Instead, make that thought of yours. That means obviously the thought is a negative thought. Let that negative thought be translated into action, and instead may it be positive and be not hurtful to the people and the world around me. Sivena vachasa tva girishachha vadamasi girishachha vadamasi vadamasi sivena vachasa Sattva Girishachavadamasi Sivena Vachasattva Girishachavadamasi Yathana Thana Sarvavijjagada Yakshmagumma Sarvavijjagada Yakshmagumma Sumana Asata Yathana Sarvavijjagada Yakshmagumma Sumana Asata Sivena Vachasattva Girishachavadamasi Thana Sarvavijjagada Yakshmagumma Sumana Asata Sivena Vachasa. Now this is very beautiful. Fifth mantra. Now in this mantra, the inner core is referred to as Girisha. Girisha. Girisha means the one who is in the mountain. Sivena Vachasa. Tva. Girisha Achha Vadamasi. Girisha Achha. Achha means good. Achha Vadamasi means speak good. Sivena Vachasa Tva Girisha Achha Vadamasi Yatha Naha Sarvam It Jagat Ayakshmagum Sumana Asat. I don't think anybody taught Rudram like every word to that core of detail. When we are chanting mantra, do we know so many words are Sarvam it jagat ayakshmagum sumanasata? Sarvam it jagat ayakshmagum sumana asata. Sivena vachasa. Okay, now what we are saying, O Girisha, the one who is residing in the mountain, we pray to you, Vadamasi. Now this is the outer meaning, bhakti meaning. If you tell God is outside, this is what you tell to God. O Girisha, who is residing in the mountain, we pray to you. Achha Vadamasi means we pray to you. With auspicious words, Sivena Vachasa. Sivena Vachasa. Sive Siva means positive words. Auspicious words. We praise you with positive words. When we praise you with positive words, yathanaha, when we do that, sarvam it jagat, all of this world, all of this entire world will be ayakshmagum, will be diseaseless. Ayakshmagum means no disease. Sumana will have good mind. Asat, they will be like that. Now we are telling, O Girisha, we pray to you with good words. Sivena Vachasa Girisha Achha Vadamasi. And when we do so, then what happens? The whole world will be diseaseless and it will have good minds. Sumana Asadu. Now this is a very beautiful. Now the fifth mantra. These five mantras are referring directly to the inner core within you. Directly referring to God. Now in this particular, I'll go to the inner meaning of it. Now I already said, once you substitute, instead of calling Girisha as the one residing in the mountain, the one who is actually the inner core of your own wisdom. Giri means wisdom, as I already said, not mountain. Giri also means Vedas. Giri also means awareness. So the one who is inner core of your awareness, you are saying, I shall use always positive words. Sivena vachasa. When I speak positive. Now this is the inner value application. Value application. I shall use soft and kind words. Sivena vachasa. When I use soft and kind words, the whole world will be diseaseless. How can that be possible? Now you see, that's the beauty of it. When we use soft and kind words, we will be diseaseless, first of all. Our disease comes because of bad speech. Bad thought only becomes bad speech. When you have bad thought, it automatically comes out as bad speech. You understand? So, when you have bad words, that means you have bad thoughts, that means bad instincts, that means your bad health will be because of bad speech. Listen to this, children, very carefully, yeah? Very carefully. So, thou shalt not speak anything that is bad. I shall always use positive words. Sivena vachasa. The one who is wise and whose thoughts are filled with positivity, will they use bad words? They won't. Therefore, it is referred to as Girisha. The one who is in the wisdom, the one who is wise, will always use, I shall always use purity of word. This is what is. Purity of word results in good health and good mind. That is the essence of this mantra. Purity of the words. Sivena vachasa tva girisa cha vadamasi. Then when you have purity of words, there is purity of mind, and purity of mind is purity of word. They are interrelated, right? As I said, if thought is the mind, pure thought is pure word. Now the value principle of this, how many of you know the 9-point code of conduct of Bhagavan has given to devotees? Raise your hand. Hey, why are you laughing?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. That's why I asked you. That's why he's laughing, okay. There is a 9-point code of conduct for devotees, Sai devotees, so-called devotees. There are 9 points code of conduct that you have to oblige, being a devotee of Sai. Swami never asked any money from anybody. Only thing he asked is these things. Follow 9-point code of conduct. Love all, serve all. Help ever, hurt never. He didn't ask any other things. He didn't ask Sai membership fees, give donations, bring coconuts, break them on your own head. He never did or said any of that stuff. That's all irrelevant. Even this mantra that we are learning, all these mantras, everything is so value-based. That's what is Bhagavan Satsai Baba is about. It is all about applying human values in your life. And when you apply human values in your life, they automatically translate into a conduct. When you apply value principles to your life, your conduct will be according to those principles. Now I'll come back. This particular, what is the 9-point code of conduct about? What does that mean? No. What is the actual code of conduct? There are 2 codes of conduct about speech in 9-point code of conduct. Not 1, 2. Now all the Sai devotees are in trouble. I will ask the officers, the president, to start with the first one.
The use of soft, loving speech.
Yeah.
0.8.
Okay.
Then not speaking ill of others.
Not speaking ill of others. The first one is 7. Use of soft and loving speech is 9-point code of conduct number 7. What's 8? Not speaking ill of others.
Especially
that's exactly what we do.
Maybe that's left the E.
Yeah, yeah. What we do is we speak bad of others only in their
absence.
And who are the actual policemen that catch this? are the children. Because when I drive my daughter around, she will be always be telling me, no, you're talking bad of that person, stop it, you're not following code of conduct. When you follow this code of conduct, now you see, these two, what I said, the first mantra is saying, positive speech that gives you good health. When you speak ill of others, you also cause harm to others. And therefore, in that context, what this mantra is saying, if you think bad of others, you cause bad to them. If you speak bad of others, you cause bad to them. First to yourself, then to them. Therefore, it's saying, Sarvamit Jagada Yakshmagum Sumana Asatu. Therefore, saying, if you have a good mind, you shall never have bad words and bad thoughts. Sivena Vachasa. Tva Girisha Chavadamasi. And if you behave like that, Yathanaha, then the whole world will become Ayakshmagum, diseaseless, Sumana, beautiful mind, Asatu. So, brothers and sisters, you see, why you are learning Rudram is for this reason. Why we are learning Rudram is to purify our own lives, is to purify our own thought, is to purify our own world. There is no hymn like this that actually brings out so much of beauty in character of a human being. Beauty in character of a human being. And hence Bhagavan Baba has emphasized that everyone should learn Rudram. Everyone should chant Rudram. Everyone should follow Rudram. Not because he wanted to promote some Hinduism. It's so unfortunate that we think, we attribute our own impurity upon God and think that God is asking us to do it for his own agenda. Isn't it? That is the second thing we do. We take our impurity that is in our mind, we attribute, we impose it upon others, and we impose it upon even God. We impose it on even God and try to look at God, judge God with our own mind, and therefore we should first stop doing that. Whatever God says absolutely is for truth, and that's why it's called Satya. He is a purity, Satya. And that Satya has no agenda associated with it. And that Satya is only about the everlasting, changeless truth. Sivena Vacha Sattva. Let's chant.
Sivena Vacha Sattva Girisha Chavadamasi Yathanya Sarvamit Jagada Yakshmagum Sumana Asatu.
So it is so important for us not only how to chant, but every time when we are chanting, the same mantra can be used for meditation, the same mantra can be used for worship, the same mantra can be used in living a value-based life, and hence Rudram has to be followed it should be and can be followed by everyone, even realized souls, including Bhagavan Ramana. Every day he used to chant Rudram. Why Bhagavan Ramana used to chant Rudram? Why he has to apply vibhuti? Hello, you have seen Bhagavan Ramana? Bhagavan Ramana applies vibhuti all over his body, wears a cow penum and goes around Girivalam. That Giri is not the mountain. What is Giri? Giri Pradakshina means you are going around your own awareness. You are going around your own wisdom. That's why going around a mountain is so auspicious in every religion and tradition. Yeah? From Jews to Tibet, in Tibet, all these villages, they go on what is called Kara. And if you see how they do Giri Pradakshina in Mount Kailas, you will be astonished how incredible they do. They actually don't even walk around the mountain. They won't put their foot like this around the mountain. They crawl like this. The entire mountain around, they crawl. And they sit and they crawl. They don't stand. And it takes them 21 days to do that Kailasa mountain parikrama in snow and in rocks. That is the level of, you know, what they have around that mountain. That's the beauty of that mountain. I was just lost in mountains because this whole month for me has been mountains. Yesterday I was in Yellowstone and I was a really incredible, beautiful experience in Yellowstone. Yellowstone Park and went entire Yellowstone. I was watching how beautiful it is, how God manifests in all eight different forms, Ashtamurtis that we were talking about, right? Bhavaya Devaya Namah Sarva. All of this mountain worship is, this is what kind of, you know, Kartik Masa, Mount Soma, week before Yellowstone Mountain yesterday. So the whole mound is Girisha Achavadam, Girisha. It is filled with Girishanta, Girisha, Giritra. And the mountain here is referred to most of the time. Mountain is auspicious because the word mountain in Sanskrit, Giri, means wisdom and awareness. So five mantras we have learnt so far. I will summarize these five mantras. And next week mantra will be, is one of my most favorite mantras. So I don't want to do injustice to it by talking short of it. It's one of beautiful mantras in Sri Rudram. So the first mantra of the Rudram, these five mantras are called Pratyaksha, means addressing your own core directly, direct conversation with your own core. Okay, who are we? We are the reflection. The core is the object. Now this reflection is referring to the core in different ways. You understand? Are we following? Yes? Okay. Now the five mantras referring to here, Namaste Rudramanyava Utovatayishave Namaha, Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha. That first mantra is about ATMA. ATMA, right? What is ATMA? Awareness, thought, mind, action. That is Atma. Awareness, thoughts, mind and action. So the first mantra is about invoking awareness of those four aspects. Second mantra is about not just thought, purity of and instincts. Yes, purity of thoughts, mind and instincts, all the three. Third mantra is about purity of form. Fourth mantra is about eliminating negative thoughts, which is another way of purity. Eliminating negative thoughts. Fifth mantra is about purity of word. Five different purities so far. And all these purities, the inner core is already pure. So therefore, we are actually connecting to that inner core which is already pure to be able to express itself through us. So who we are in our inner nature is that purity. But what happened to us? How come we are not? Everything okay? Yeah. Alright. So why is it, what is pure inside doesn't express itself as pure always? What happened? What is covered? Reflection. What is covered? Is the reflection covered? What? The mirror. Now they're following. Exactly. The reflection is not covered. The mirror is the problem. The mirror is dusted and rusted, isn't it? Yeah. Once the mirror is dusted and rusted, it appears that the reflection is also. But is it really? It is not. Therefore, this purity, what we are talking about, is purification of the mind, the words, and the thoughts. These are called three karanas. The three that are manifested as karanas is a thought that becomes the action and the word. Thought, word, and deed. Thought, word, and deed. These are three karanas. Therefore, in this mantras, the three karana purification is very much addressed, isn't it? Okay, let's chant the five mantras. Next week we will have the sixth mantra. Here from the sixth mantra onwards, there is no reference to any god. There is no reference to Rudra, or there is no reference to Girishanta or Girisha. It will be a very beautiful transition from purity to a different purity of these Trikaranas to a different aspect of inner being. And now this is the study of our own self happens through Rudra. Lot of people are going to Prashanthi Nilayam and participate in, but somebody asked me this question. Last week we were in Mount Soma for a beautiful experience in Mount Soma. And there is a gentleman by name Mamas, Dr. Mamas, who actually started this temple in Mount Soma. We were having a satsang with him. All of this, what we are talking about Rudram, is about the study of your own inner self. And you shall study so much about inner self. As you go deeper and deeper and deeper, we shall have an awareness about ourselves. Simply chanting Rudram doesn't mean anything. It is actually purposeless, waste of breath. When we actually connect to that inner value, then you start becoming aware of that inner value. Like I was asking the question. If you're saying don't launch your thought into action, you first should be aware that you have a thought. Then you have an action that is coming out of it. If you are not aware of your own thought, how can you be aware of your action? Let's close with.
Oh.